What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
Milo.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting from the Crab Diving Bunker in Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the eastern part of America. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network. And if you're in Georgia, I hope you're listening to us as have already voted and or are going to vote or waiting in line to vote.
Please, God.
Save the country, everybody.
For the love of shit.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it. We're going to be here for a couple of hours. Got a lot to yell about today. The Republican scumbags are being Republican scumbags.
Oh, yeah.
See what's going on in Pennsylvania?
No.
I'm losing my mind.
No.
We'll get to it in a second. They refused to seat a Democratic senator.
Why?
Because her opponent is a whiny little Trumpy bitch baby.
Okay.
Who has refused to concede, even though the state Supreme Court has called it for her. They've spurned all of his, but he's got some civil lawsuit that they're like, it's not done litigating. So all this cunt has to do is keep suing and suing and suing, apparently. And the Republicans will say, well, there's still a question. And there's no reason for it. They've got a majority with or without her. So it does. They're just being twats and they're testing. They're seeing what they can do. They're seeing, wow, we're going to get rid of this democracy bullshit. If we don't like a few Democrats coming in here, we just don't have to seat them.
That's why these people have to be put in jail.
Pennsylvania should be on fire right now.
Yeah.
Because of these assholes.
Right.
Because of these Republican scumbags. Join us on social media, everybody. At Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter. And we're on Facebook and Instagram. And thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, use that link, and we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby!
The secret is the high-quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin.
But thick enough to feel like a second skin.
Oh, shit.
Strap in, everybody. Pour whatever you want, smoke whatever you want. We don't judge here.
Well, depending on where you are, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you're driving a submarine, it's not a great time to hit the old grav bomb, which I don't.
Well, I would think it's safer than.
Than what?
Than driving a car and hitting a grav bomb.
Oh, yeah. Really? But a nuclear sub.
What are you going to do, hit a whale?
A nuclear sub. Yeah, you get to hit a fucking whale. I mean, you know, that whale's drunk. That whale's trying to fuck. He thinks I'm...
Let's see what the fuck is going on in this world. Fingers crossed for Georgia. My name's Patrick Byom.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and congratulations, everybody. I think the dumpster fires have been lit.
It's on, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Did you see, well, we'll get to it. They started the pre-rally in D.C.
Ooh.
And literally the first speaker that got up there.
God, what children.
Wait a second, I got to play
it. The pre-rally.
Now I got to play it.
The fucking pre-rally?
Well, they're starting their protests today already.
Have you seen the video of the kid saying the Trump speech while he's cutting the yard or something like that?
Mm-mm.
A video of that? My mom told me I should watch that, and I cannot find it. So if anybody knows what I'm talking about, send us that video.
apologies if you were listening yesterday. Our internet was twatty.
Yeah, we live in a third world country.
Literally a truck around the corner all day, a Cox truck.
Ooh, yeah.
Cox Cable. And it was going in and out all day, and it dropped us in the last like 20 minutes of the show, so apologies. Right. But if you downloaded that shit as a podcast, you get to hear the whole thing.
Hey, if anybody...
But we love our live listeners.
Right, absolutely. And if you listen to our show and you happen to work at Cox, put in a good word for us. Remind these people that we're doing a fucking internet show.
We've argued about this before. I've found nothing but nice people when I've dealt with Cox every single goddamn time. They as much as I loathed Warner, Time Warner.
They're worse.
Those evil fuckwads in L.A. that we had our internet with.
Right.
Here, it's just the opposite. The nicest people. And okay. There was an issue with the bill one time. I called and it was over in 10 seconds. And,
right.
And they were really super nice. And oh, sure, we'll just get rid of that for you. And, you know, I mean, and every time, I mean, it does go down.
All the time.
Well, that's a problem. But it's not, you know, the person on the phone's problem
No, I think it's the, I don't know who the fuck it is. I mean, there must be someone at an internet company that makes the internet, right?
Well, it's these cables above ground. Bury that shit.
Well, who do we call for that?
Well, you know, that's money. They don't want to do that. It costs money. And it's harder to, you know, fix. It costs them money to go fix shit because they got to dig shit up and fix it.
Well, I mean, but most of the time when they need to fix it, I bet here it's because a tree falls on it. And if it's under the ground, unless it's a really aggressive fucking tree, I mean, it's not going to get it.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post, the headline there-ish.
Apocalypse
says America hangs on Georgia, Biden era at stake. Latest updates.
Oh, shit.
And of course, there are none. Oh, my God. They've got the numbers already out. 0%. 0% reporting. 0 votes. Of course, there's 0 votes. It's 4 o'clock, you assholes. 5 o'clock in Georgia. They got a couple more hours to vote.
Yeah.
This kind of shit I hate. This makes me crazy.
Right. Well, that's
the
kind
media
of
just turning it into that horse race bullshit. Like,
well, that's what happened. That's kind. I need to clear my throat.
You have COVID?
Yes. No, I don't. That was a sarcastic yes. I have sarcastic COVID. Oh shit!
Rudy Giuliani,
give it up
again.
For Rudy, everybody. Yeah.
Oops.
And we're out
in the opening, and we're done, everybody. See ya.
Now that's a photo bomb.
I mean, I don't really know if we need to read this. This is we know America hangs on Georgia. We're waiting.
Yeah.
There's no other news about that race except that we're waiting. Although some reports are saying the Rethugs are a little nervous.
Good.
Over the early turnout and all the black people standing in line today. They don't like that at all.
Well, guys, I listen. We live in an amazing country where this is actually a close race. And I really don't. I think these are both very good candidates. The Democrats, not the Republicans.
Yeah.
Why is this race so close? Because Loeffler I'm trying to describe
you
her.
Lived in Georgia and you're asking that?
Yeah, you know, that is sad. I lived in Newt Gingrich's district,
oh,
I think.
Boy.
Man, so many, God, people love the fuck out of him in Georgia. I don't get it. There's nothing likable about him. Do you like, I mean,
Newt Gingrich?
Fucking dickhead, man.
He cheated on his cancer-dying wife.
Now his wife is the ambassador to the Pope.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah.
The new wife or the new Pope.
Here is both. Here is the opening speaker, one of the opening speakers at the D.C. Trump rally.
Oh, my God.
Fuck Antifa! Fuck Antifa! Fuck Antifa!
Wow, what an inspirational...
Anti-fascist,
what an inspirational
though.
Kind of a message they have, don't they?
What has no one watched Inglourious Basterds and seen that speech Brad Pitt gives against the Nazis? Antifa.
But this is the Proud Boys. They are the Nazis.
Oh, this guy's a Proud Boy.
This is Trump's peeps. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Boy. What a confusing ass time we live in. Don't they hate fascists, though? Wait, no, the Proud Boys don't hate fascists. They are fascists, I guess.
We do. So that's.
We just suck.
This is going on there. Oh, wow. They're bringing out the heavy hitters today.
Ooh.
And what's going to happen now? Like I say, where the miracle that we're in of all time is, had that not happened on election night, they've been boiling us like a frog for years, and we've done nothing about it. Sat back. They take a little bit of our freedoms all the time. And this is what would have happened if we wouldn't have had that miracle that they misjudged this great president and this great country.
Who the fuck is that? Who is that?
That's Mr. Pillow.
That's God.
That's Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow.
Because right now, God's got his hand in all
God's
of this.
God's got his hand.
And tomorrow, I want everyone, you need to pray for our vice president.
To
look up to God and say, I need to make a decision, Lord, and to make the right decision for our country.
You pillow dumb fuck.
He literally can't do it.
Why is
he can't do it? There's no legal recourse. There's no power. And Trump this morning tweeted, the vice president has the power to disqualify.
He doesn't, though.
He doesn't. He absolutely does not.
He does not. And I'll tell you why. I heard on the Brian Williams show, they had a former solicitor general said that the vice president has nothing to do with
nothing,
this shit.
Utterly nothing.
He just says some shit.
Right. He's Vanna.
He's Vanna fucking
turning the and she had more to do.
I'm so sorry, Vanna. I mean, you know,
it'd be like if Vanna said, only. I'm sorry, there's a T here, but I've decided I'm not turning it.
Hey,
I've decided I'm changing the word. That's what the Republicans want right now.
Right. Whatever happened to Pat Sajak's show that was on MSNBC for a time? Didn't he have a show or something?
Yeah, a talk show.
Was he a wacko conservative?
I think he's a little conservative-y. I don't know about wacko, but
right.
I think he's a little. Well, I mean,
you know,
not like this.
We need to. I can tell you this. Anyone that says, "Oh, there'll be a civil war," no, there's not. Because I'll tell you, I've seen the evidence. I know what's there.
Well, Harry Caray. We played the clips of him and Harry Caray.
Oh yeah, yeah, and Jesse the Body Ventura, the former governor.
Oh, there'll be a civil war. No, there's not. Because I'll tell you, I've seen the evidence. I know what's there. Once it's shown. Tomorrow they're going to look.
We all know. We've seen the evidence. Hey. It's all bullshit once it's shown. He thinks really tomorrow that what's his face? Yeah. Josh Hawley or one of the morons in the House will you know, tear themselves naked, tear their clothes off,
that
cover themselves in feces and run around the House floor yelling, it's a steal. It's a steal. Here's the evidence. And it's going to be the same shit we've heard. There's not going to be any new bombshell evidence tomorrow.
Why is Czar pillow fascist and fuck telling us he's seen evidence?
By the way,
haven't.
They get 5 minutes.
What do you mean?
Each speaker gets 5 minutes tomorrow.
Right.
When they bitch.
Yes, that's going to be a long time.
Well, it's not going to. They're not going to give everybody in the House 5 minutes. Have limits on the people and stuff like
right
that. But and
do they get lit? You have 1 minute, do they get that?
Maybe.
Yeah,
they usually have clocks running that you can
right
you can watch while you're talking, but it's going to be, you know, the Republicans are going to be pearl clutching and making sure that their little speech goes right onto their YouTube channel and out on their Facebook for their droolers to masturbate to. And it's not going to work. Nothing's going to happen.
I'm just picturing a drooler. I'm in my whack-off chair.
I'm listening to a good patriot speak right now.
Lay down me some give me one of them Skrogerds. What a sad state of affairs this country is right now.
Oh, it's just a horrific
everybody's just
shithole.
Gross.
A conservative shithole it's turned into.
You Republicans, and no offense, but you're all gross and rapey and fascist and disgusting. And, like, no one likes you. No one votes for you. No one, no one digs you guys. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Georgia, you're not just voting for you. No, you're voting for me too. Georgia, I got you on my mind. You have got a chance today to keep a U in USA. Oh, Georgia, say, can you see? You could save my democracy. Damn. Oh, Georgia, you're not just voting for you. No, you're voting for me, too.
Awesome.
Go out and vote, motherfuckers.
That's the amazing Patty Austin, Grammy Award winner. Cranking that out.
That's cool. Now, she said go out and vote for democracy. I was just assuming.
She's on our side.
Yeah. That's what I would think.
Time for me to make January 5th a belated Christmas gift. Georgia, you know what to do. Hit the party, that's the best. Stop the grift and end this mess. Georgia, you know. You know what to do, Georgia.
She's awesome.
God, yeah. You know,
No, I'm sure Ted Nugent has a similar anthem for the other side. We'll try to find something that's as good.
Ted usually makes his music about pedophilia.
Maybe Three Doors Down popped out something for them.
Man, thank you for reminding me. Again, guys, don't download their shit. Don't buy their fucking ringtones. Fuck those un-American fuckers. Also, fuck ringtones. On Taylor Dane. I
think somebody's getting the kryptonite
ringtone. Fuck Taylor
ringtone?
Dane. Taylor Dane is canceled.
Taylor Dane.
Vanilla Ice is hereby canceled.
Why are we Taylor Daning? Did she?
Taylor Dane played that fucking party open for Vanilla Ice. I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
The Mar-a-Lago New Year's Eve party?
I mean, I put that story up. I mean, yes. You know,
wow.
I don't know why I'm worried if I'm wrong, like Taylor Dane's going to sue me, but for canceling her, I'm very sorry. But I do believe she defends Mar-a-Lago performance. Yes, you're canceled. Go fuck yourself. New Year's Eve. How dare you?
How does she defend it?
I don't know. I didn't even take the look to see how she defends it. I mean, unless she was wheeled in there Hannibal Lecter style. Oh, God. Try 5 months for free. I've been selected. How do I get off this fucking... I can't read this article because it's a paywall.
Oh, well,
free, but I know in time we'll be together.
You got a hell of a voice.
I'll try to stop you not leaving, cause in my heart I know love will leave.
Remember what that song?
Yeah, it's a great song. And let me ask you something. Why would you hire Taylor Dane? None of this sounds like anything you guys are into. Love will lead you back. I'm going to help you. I love you. I care about you. I have feelings for you. What does that have to do with you?
Well, all the rock stars they listen to hate them and don't want them playing their music at their rallies. So they've got to, you know.
They
got
to go. I'm
not suggesting they're scraping a barrel bottom.
Taylor Dane says.
Because there is worse.
I try to stay non-political, and maybe she has some divorce that she's financing or something. You know, I don't know. What's her net worth?
I try to stay non-political. I thought she was like a big gay icon or something.
Yeah,
like that.
If you try to stay non-political, then don't play President Trump's New Year's Eve party. That's not non-political.
Dane has headlined several Pride events.
Oh, shit.
And speaks about her attachment to her gay fan base.
Then how dare you do this to them? To all of us?
Responding to a critical tweet from gay author Josh Sabara, Dane tweeted and since deleted, I'm saddened by all this. I have a 30-year career that many diverse friendships, and I try to stay non-political, non-judgmental, and not preach. I sing from my heart, purely and from source, with a capital, whatever that means. I wish for all to be who they need to be and find their way. Yeah, well,
bullshit.
You fucked up. Your manager. You need to fire your manager.
You played for the fucking Nazi. And people will remember you played for the fucking Nazi just like Three Doors Down. Go fuck yourself.
I try to remain non-political. Then you're really stupid. I mean, there's nothing wrong with remaining non-political, but that means you don't play there. By playing at Trump's Mar-a-Lago, a COVID fest, that's being political.
And
go play some room in Vegas.
And great that you've played all those Pride events, but this makes it worse, though. This means you knew what you did is shitty. If you have that kind of connection to the gay community, you can't support Donald Trump. I'm sorry. That's impossible. That's impossible.
Yeah.
You know, just say you needed the fucking money and you took his nasty fucking blood money and you fucking did it. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, she really hasn't tweeted much.
He puts kids in cages.
She hasn't tweeted anything, actually. I think she's low profile on filing it.
He separates families. And you sang for him. That fucking sucks. That's an easy thing to say no to. Jesus fucking Christ.
Fuck Antifa!
We're so fucked, man. Like,
well, listen to this guy.
People, man.
Strap in and listen to this fucking genius.
Yeah.
My wife is approximately 5 feet tall. If I told you my wife is 125 feet tall, that's what it means to be off by 25 times. Right? Second.
He's talking about the COVID numbers.
25 times. Right? Second, the ugly truth.
Who?
The PCR tests are fake. The COVID-19 PCR tests are fake. And if you go to my podcast, you can hear interviews. You can hear the founder of the PCR test, Carrie Mullins, explaining to you the PCR tests are supposed to be calibrated at 17. Someone should write this down. 17 to 20 cycles. Those are calibrated at 40 cycles. What does that mean? It means that it's like your speedometer is telling you you're driving 400 miles an hour.
God, this guy's podcast must be like. Insert ridiculous metaphor here. Listening to that podcast is like pouring hot coals into my ear holes.
Did you say who this was and I forget?
No.
What a fucking dick.
Who is this guy?
Hey, dickhead, man.
So what I'm asking you to do right now is to do the great reset in a good way. Okay, we're going to reframe it. Last night, about 150 of us went into Whole Foods. And we dressed up like people that aren't idiots, hiding from a virus that's not deadly. We did not wear a mask. Who here?
So he's one of these assholes that stormed a Whole Foods in D.C. last night.
Can we be protected from these people? Fucking please. I mean, really, this isn't reasonable. Do you know what I mean? I mean, if you're doing the right thing, if you're going to the grocery store, wearing a mask, keeping your distance from people, you should be protected from this fuck. This makes me. What do we do about this? If you were in charge of a city that had this problem, what would you do?
That had what problem? This guy in it?
These guys running around without masks on, invading stores. What do you do to these people? Or how do you protect people from this?
You get Whole Foods and trespass them and you throw them in jail.
Right.
For not leaving.
100 of them, yeah.
Yeah. They'll throw 100 Antifa in jail at the drop of a hat.
God, it's just
round these fuckers up and throw them in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Because this isn't reasonable, you know? And I didn't think it was reasonable before when these people are at a place of business and, you know, they say, hey, you got to wear a mask to come in here. And, you know, Karen loses her shit, you know? And now you got 100. I mean, come on.
So what do we do? I'm going to give everybody 3 action steps, and then we're going to peace out. I'm going to peace out. We can stay here, okay?
Fuck you.
1, huge models are fake. You, ugly truth, fake cases, fake case studies, fake tests. Gee, they're grabbing your freedoms. Turn to the person next to you and give them a hug. Someone you don't know. Go hug somebody.
Oh my.
Go ahead and spread it out. Mass spreader.
God.
It's a mass spreader event. It's a mass spreader event. It's a mass spreader event. There you go. Hug it out.
God, all kinds of white people hugging.
Is this an old thing you're playing because he's
this
dead?
Is today at the, this is today at the Freedom Plaza rally.
That's so horrifying, dude, because I just listened to the Nightmare Mad Owl podcast from yesterday, and Jesus Christ, they're having to call that ship into Los Angeles, the medical ship.
Oh, really?
Because they're out of hospital beds. They're rationing care. They're telling ambulances if you think the person's going to die, you know, if they don't have a chance, don't just, I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to do. Leave them. The Army Corps of Engineers is having to unfreeze the motherfucking O2 lines because we're using too much motherfucking O2 up in this bitch. We're fucked.
It does look like it's cold and miserable, so hopefully all those assholes are suffering.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, it's like, it feels like...
We're going to believe for his victory! Because his victory was sure on November 3rd, wasn't it? It was a done deal. For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm David J. Harris Jr. is how you can find me on...
God, you load. Can you, like... A guy hosting an event like this, is he's actually saying, let's turn this into a super spreader event.
Yeah.
I can't, as a DA or a law enforcement, say, let's arrest this motherfucker. Because he's saying what he's doing.
Well, yeah. And that's illegal. It depends on what's going on in D.C. with the laws and stuff. Oh,
man,
but...
put me in charge. I would see, that's the problem. That's the problem. Because right now, I just want to be like, I just want to put that guy on the black van list for later. Because if you pick him up and he stops this, maybe this event stops, you know, and I don't know.
It's really hard to not wish COVID on these people.
I don't know that you have to. I mean,
it's really, really hard to try to take the high ground.
Science is like, no problem. I got you.
But I don't want to because they're going to take it and spread it to people that don't deserve it.
Yep. You know what I've noticed? The people that say... You can live with this.
Not
and
that they deserve COVID.
No, of course not.
But nobody would be surprised if they got it.
Right.
It's their own stupidity.
Yeah, it's likely. And the people that I know, that I am friends with, that have gone out there and tried to be safe and act normal in this, most of them have at least had it once. Have had it once. Who knows? You know? So we cannot live with this. Like normal. It's a super spreader event.
We've got so that's the headline at the HuffPo is about the, you know, we're breathlessly watching the numbers already that aren't going to come in for hours.
Is it ironic that guy asking people to hug other people, like if it weren't for the pandemic and you weren't supposed to hug people, does he seem like a real loving person otherwise?
No.
Like that guy, it's just weird to me.
Turn around and hug somebody. If they're black, you don't have to.
Yeah.
We understand.
What's up with all this peace and
freedom
love?
And everything, you know?
This is not you.
God, these people are out of their minds.
Yeah.
What's this?
Must not comply. If you don't want to take an experimental biological agent deceptively named a vaccine, you must not allow yourself to be coerced.
God damn. That is...
The guy standing next to her, or it must be raining, the guy standing next to her holding an umbrella over her head says he's wearing a sweatshirt that says Baby Lives Matter.
And that's because of... pro-choice or vaccine or fetal tissue and vaccine.
That's pro-forced birth.
Right. We've got a whole...
If you are living in fear of a non-lethal virus, simply buy the same...
No, she needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
Non-lethal virus. I've got 350,000 and they're saying it's probably closer to 500. Did you see the CDC was like... Yeah, it's probably closer to 500,000.
Why do they say that?
Because states like this have been saying, oh, they died of the flu. We didn't test them. Wink, wink, wink.
Well,
they had a blood clot. We didn't test them.
So how
they're 27, died of a blood clot. Well, we didn't test for COVID, but, you know, it's just a freak thing.
So how do they undo that, though? How will Florida get an actual count? Because we should have a real count.
Who knows?
God.
She should go to jail, this asshole.
Absolutely.
For attempted murder.
And people like this, it's just, you know, this sucks. No, nobody's going out and doing anything. People are in this weird, fucked up, grungy hobbit thing state, and people like this are making it longer.
So what do we do?
Oh, that's the guy that told people to hug. His name is Clay Clark, by the way.
He's not the
host
same.
Of the Thrive Time Show podcast.
Oh, God.
Former Oklahoma Young SBA Entrepreneur of the Year.
Oh, congratulations, fuckface.
SBA, Small Business Association, probably.
Wow.
Founder of, listen to this, get ready to jerk off. Founder of several multi-million dollar businesses, Ryan. Author and artist. Oh, my God. He started several multi-million dollar businesses. That means he's a good person.
Man, I
fuck
think.
Fuck these wealthy cunts. I'm sick of it.
And to anyone that read this fuckhead's book, I hope you've read everything Henry Miller wrote. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, why did you waste a second? This is not the same guy yelling fuck Antifa. This is totally different.
That's a different guy.
God, these white fuckers.
Different wordsmith.
Sound the same. But they're all the same, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are these people the same people that are like, stop the steal?
Yeah, that's the whole vibe. Oh. That's the whole reason they're there.
God!
In Washington.
Oh, and they're also anti-vaxxer.
Tomorrow. Oh, sure.
So what a horrible time to be in the nation's capital. damn.
So yesterday we talked about the questions being raised about these plans for some government giant 757 to go to Scotland the day before the inauguration. There's a lot of speculation that Trump is going to bug out of the country so he won't be here for the inauguration.
Get in me belly!
And that he is going to go golf. He's been talking about wanting to go to Scotland and golf again.
Yeah. You do a good Scottish dialect.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just saying, just planning the spot. You should probably integrate that into this.
But I'm not going to do it because you're going to hear from Nicola Sturgeon, the First Minister of Scotland.
Oh, hell yeah.
When she was asked about this.
Right.
I've no idea what Donald Trump's travel plans are. You'll be glad to know. I hope and expect that. As everybody hopes and as everybody expects, not everybody necessarily will hope that the travel plan immediately that he has is to exit the White House.
Everybody hopes that the travel plan he's got is to exit the White House.
I think outside of this country, you know, America, people really, really.
Oh, it's in Scotland.
Really hate
with the fire
shit
of a
out
thousand
of Trump.
Suns. I mean, they loathe them. Yeah.
I love that.
To exit the White House. But beyond that, I don't know. But it's not, we are not allowing people to come into Scotland for without an essential purpose right now. And that would apply to him just as it applies to anybody else. And coming to play golf is not what I would consider to be an essential purpose.
They're not letting him in.
Because of coronavirus.
Yeah.
I don't.
They're only
them.
Allowing people in because of essential purposes. And playing golf is not an essential purpose.
You know, I really like this because this is a very logical, scientific thing. It's also, you know, beneficial. Do you want a plane full of coronavirus landing in your fucking country?
Well, do you want him?
No.
I mean, who cares? Even if he's not got corona, who the fuck wants him?
You're saying if you could pick coronavirus and Trump, you're like, well,
I'd have to think about it.
Is he not our president?
A plane full of
all?
COVID or a plane full of Trump? I mean, obviously, I'd rather have him, I guess.
I'd rather have him have the COVID by himself.
He's handed it. And my superhuman body rejected it.
They're not going to let him land there.
No, they won't let him out of the airport, is what they were saying.
But won't he argue that he owns property there?
He's not there for an essential purpose.
Right.
Playing golf is not an essential purpose. And you're no longer the president of the United States, you twat.
Yeah, you can fuck off. Ooh, that's nice.
I hope there's video
of
them telling him to fuck right off, of Scotland telling him to get back on his little plane and get the hell out.
You know, I've never thought about what it would be like to live in Scotland. That would be fun. They speak English.
Arguably, yeah, sure.
It'd be tough.
Which side of the road do they drive on over there? Is it the different side? The other side?
I don't know in Scotland if they drive on the opposite side that we do.
We drive on both sides.
Where we want.
Get in me belly. That's Scottish. That's the best I could do.
What is that? That's from
Shrek.
Austin Powers. Yeah.
No, that's Shrek, right? Shrek says, get in me belly.
I thought it was the big fat bastard in
oh, really?
The big fat Scottish bastard that he also plays in the Austin Powers movies.
I could be mixing my literature.
Literature.
I mean, anything above a meme is like high literature, I think.
So Scotland says, fuck you. To Trump. I love that she says, I hope and expect his immediate travel plan is to exit the White House.
Yeah, yeah. Get the fuck out. Why is he?
We all hate you.
Hey, Trump, just fly to Saudi Arabia, you fuck. Just do it. Fly to Russia or wherever you're going to go. Doesn't MBS owe him because he covered up for that murder or helped or something? Showed support.
I think MBS, it's the other way around. I think MBS owns Trump almost as much as Putin does. Yeah. Remember that, I don't know what it was, international event where all the leaders were at, and that picture of, or the video of Putin meeting MBS, and they look at each other, and they're like, ha, 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 and they're clapping, they clap hands and they're laughing their asses off. They share a moment. It's
they
like
chest bump.
Hey, motherfucker, look at that bitch that we own.
So let's say Trump goes to Russia to escape whatever the fuck.
No.
But Putin, what leverage would he have then? Why wouldn't Putin be like, oh, I'm going to sell you to.
No, I think that's, you know. I think it's, I don't think Putin wants him to deal with him. He'll probably go to like Saudi or something like that.
Yeah,
I would think.
I think the weather is nicer there, I think. Isn't it?
Scotland certainly doesn't want him.
No. France, they don't want him.
No, nobody wants him.
Right.
Maybe, maybe Bolsonaro will invite him down to Brazil.
What about Xi?
No, Xi hates him.
But he told Xi he liked his work camps.
Oh, I love the Uyghur. Yeah, those Uyghur. Camps you have. It's a great idea. So those are the big stories, the headlines that are going on right now.
Is it true that Trump is trying to find a political asylum on that floating pile of plastic in the Pacific?
Yeah, or
Melania.
He's gonna be it.
It's just, that's gonna be Trump.
Yeah, he's gonna float in the ocean.
Trump Island.
Oh wait, he's been a little
build a condo of my dead, bloated
32 brain. Minutes ago, Washington is being inundated with people who don't want to see an election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats. Our country has had enough. They won't take it anymore. We hear you and love you from the Oval Office. Make America great again.
God.
Next tweet. This is 26 minutes ago. I hope the Democrats, and even more importantly, the weak and ineffective rhino section of the Republican Party, are looking at the thousands of people pouring into D.C. They won't stand for a landslide election victory to be stolen. Oh, you want to see people pour into D.C.? Steal that election, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
Let's see what happens to D.C.
Because his Trump's side, we've seen them in these Reddit videos.
Well, and he thinks
gross, nasty motherfuckers.
He thinks a few thousand people means he's the most popular person ever. Look at my rallies. Look at my rallies in Georgia. How could I lose?
Your rallies are full of the worst people from the worst places, from the dregs. They're fuckheads. They don't represent most people.
13 minutes ago, Antifa is a terrorist organization. Please point us to the organization known as Antifa. I'll wait.
Yeah. Yeah. What's their email address? I want to send Antifa an email. Well, I want to know where my paychecks are.
Antifa is a terrorist organization. Stay out of Washington. Law enforcement is watching you very closely. Oh, but they're not watching your Proud Boys, who were going to be the ones that start it. And already in their parlor fap rooms.
Yes.
They're they're talking about dressing up like Antifa and starting violence. They're literally putting that in their chats. Well, let's just dress up in black and then they'll blame Antifa.
But that's saying you want violence. I mean, listen, people that protest, people that march and people that protest, they don't want violence. They want change. You know, Black Lives Matter is a movement for change. It's not to incite.
What about Portland still burning, Ryan? You can see it if you look west.
Oh, yes. Or if I read an article in WND or like OAN or something like that. Yes, then it's on fire.
Cleta Mitchell has resigned from Foley and Lardner. She's the stupid moron that attached herself to the Trump crime family.
Yes.
And was on that call trying to help them steal the election.
Yeah.
And her fancy white shoe law firm was like, we're looking into this because they're not supposed to. We agreed that we're not taking.
Okay. What does white shoe mean? What is white shoe? White shoe meaning.
They're one of the top rich.
Yeah.
Well, very prestigious law firms.
I never heard of that. That's good.
Will you shut up?
Mr. White Shoe. Very white shoe.
And they're. So now she's done. She's resigned.
Yeah. Okay.
Cleta Mitchell.
Well played, Cleta.
Has resigned.
Well played.
From her law firm after participating in a phone call attempting to overturn the election results.
The thing is,
Georgia.
I mean, you're going to remember that name because it's a unique name.
And I won't remember Mitchell, but I do remember Cleta. Yeah.
Cleta. She's a lawyer.
She is. She no longer has a firm, but she's a lawyer. Yeah.
Who the fuck is going to hire her?
Well, and I hope some of these, who is it in, was it Georgia or somewhere or Michigan maybe that they're looking into sanctioning these lawyers.
Yes, of course. I mean, you can't.
For these continuous, frivolous lawsuits. And there was one, there's one judge who's really pissed who was like, this is obvious that you're just doing this as a political stunt.
Yeah, right. Right. And if. The thing is, if it's obvious, there's no reason. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but if there's no evidence to support a case, then if you're a lawyer, wouldn't you know that that's not a great case?
Well, she knows.
Then why would we have lawyers?
That's why
then?
all those fancy law firms that were Trump curious at the beginning of the process of challenging the election. We're all like, oh, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Once Rudy walked into the room
and said,
oh, look at all the fraud.
Yeah, because if you're not going to have any law involved in your fucking lawsuit, then why can't I just walk into a court by myself? I guess I could.
And there's a lot of rich Democrats out there that have lawyers and use the same fancy law firms that are going to be like,
I'm taking
my business elsewhere.
Yes.
And that's why they got rid of her. Oh, wait, she resigned.
The only, the shameful thing, I mean, really, the only thing with this is they just want to raise money and foment like fucking violence and shit.
Oh yeah.
It's gross.
Let's see. I've also got in the news. Oh wait, here. Let's play this. Speaking of songs,
yes,
that great Georgia song.
Oh.
That we played. Here is God Bless the Internet.
Okay.
Or God's Bless the Internet.
The conference is now connected. Hello? Hello? If we could just go over some of the numbers, I think it's... Hello?
Here.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find... 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have. No. 11,780 votes that we need.
No.
11,780 votes to win the election.
Wow.
From Rent, of course, if you're familiar with the amazing show Rent.
I want to say, if there's any Broadway producers, hunt this person down and give them a gig. Boy, that's good
this
shit.
This person is a genius.
Yeah, you are.
I think this is Rex Chapman. I think we played him some of his parodies before.
Kudos, dude.
Like, he was the one that did one of the really good Paula ones.
Paula White.
Paula White.
Oh, shit.
Clubs that we need. No. 11,780 votes to win the election. No. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break, please.
No, sir.
Dead people. No. Phony ballots. No. No women and men started screaming. Stacey Abrams. The internet dominion machines.
We did a hand recount.
11,780 votes to win the election. And I need these votes. And I don't care how long it takes me.
You know, this is great. This is this Rex guy.
Rex Chapman.
Hey, Rex, if you listen to our show on Spotify, Stitcher, the podcasting app, or maybe you find us at crabdiving.com. And if you go to Amazon, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. This is a great parody of this because we get that it's a comment. Now, that fucking Paula White song you made, I remember, was really good. And I'm not, you know... It was a really good song. I don't know that it doesn't make Paula White more popular because he'll like.
Oh, I need these votes, and I don't care how long it takes me. And there's nothing.
With flipping the state, there's nothing.
Damn.
He's bad.
This like has.
I hope there's a, do you really, Ryan, or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure, Ryan?
You know, that is creepy. You
do. Please, Brad. No. What a schmuck I was. You know the internet? You know what was trending on the internet? This thing.
There's no way I can make it down that ramp.
Smoke yo ho!
There you go.
That's great. Wow. I mean, it's an hour long call.
Oh, wait, it's the Gregory brothers. I apologize. I thought shit. That was... Rex Chapman tweeted it.
Oh, okay. I like it. The song parody scene, everybody.
So these are the Gregory
tight.
Brothers.
Right. I wonder if these people feud at all, if they fight. They fight over, like, if one person does a parody and they wanted to parody the song, they're like, oh, shit. Fuck you.
Wanda Sykes retweeted it. She said, thank God the show will be closing on the 20th. No revivals, please.
Yes, yes.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt tweeted, wow, Treason is better as a musical. go out and vote today in Georgia.
Why don't we have Snowden the musical? That'll be great.
Well, you know, give it time.
Yeah. Jeez. You know,
so the Gregory brothers, Rex Chapman tweeting them. So
I think I listened to the Mad Owl Nightmare podcast. Again, I mentioned that, but this Solicitor General they had on agrees with me that articles of impeachment should be drawn up against this motherfucker. Because if you impeach him, he can't ever run for office again. He can't run for office again.
Yeah, but there's not time.
It's time.
No, there's all it takes is one Republican to say, I want debates and
shit. Well,
then
okay.
We're done. Then we're, no. You know, it's TikTok. We only got this fucker for 15 more days.
Right, right, right. Yeah. That's a bummer.
That's my team.
I failed you, Ben. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you are. Resistance is dead. When I killed you, I killed you.
This is Kylo Ren versus Luke Skywalker. Also from the Gregory brothers.
Oh, it's funny.
So check them out on the Twitter.
Yay. That Rent thing is fucking
that's
amazing.
That's genius. Yeah, that's really great.
Right.
I've got... well, this is, I don't know, this is good news. Well, we could do the bad news. Kind of ties in with it.
Yes.
Prepare for Kenosha to burn tonight, everybody. The gentleman that we saw get shot 7 times in the back as he was entering his truck by some asshole thug in blue.
Right.
They've now decided no charges whatsoever.
What the fuck? I mean,
they felt for their lives, Ryan. Jesus. He was morphing into a demon. You saw he's black, right? And he was.
You know, the crazy thing is like, we don't need these cops. Fuck these cops. Fuck it. We have to change this fucking law enforcement shit up. It's crazy, man. Oh my God.
Rustin Shesky, the police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who shot Jacob Blake in the back 7 times, paralyzing him from the waist down, sparking protests, will face no charges for the incident. Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely announced this afternoon.
Good God.
No Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense, he said.
Yeah, geez.
Emphasizing the role self-defense statutes played in his decision.
He was going into his car. His back was to the officer.
But then...
Was he morphing into a demon?
But he also said, he was reaching for a knife in the car, is what they said, of which there was none.
An invisible knife.
Gravely added that Blake will also not face any charges. Oh, except for the rest of his life in a wheelchair.
What? Wait. I'm confused. We have one guy that shot someone in the back 7 times.
Yes.
No charges.
It's just a misunderstanding.
But the guy fleeing, who there was no choice but to, you had to shoot him 7 times. Yeah. He's not charged with anything.
Well, yeah.
So if he's not charged with anything, why the fuck were you shooting him? I mean, I guess this is the conundrum every time.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's so crazy.
The dog is...
You know, you wore out your welcome. I watch it happen, Shelby, and you just... I think you're... She thinks she's smaller than she is.
The city of Kenosha is bracing for what may be a riotous few days following this decision. On Monday, the city council voted unanimously in favor of the mayor's emergency declaration regarding potential civil unrest. They knew. Yeah. They must have known ahead of time. They wouldn't have done this.
Why are they doing the wrong thing here?
Kenosha, Wisconsin is probably...
God, is it that racist and that fucking shitty? Oh, I guess it is.
Yeah, Wisconsin, Jesus. I told you that guy that I knew in Wisconsin, it was, you know, 70-something years old.
He never visited
Chicago. 3 hours away from the third largest city in the nation. He had never been to Chicago his entire life because of all the crime and all the Negroes.
I mean,
that's literally, he used the N-word though.
How many years did you live in Chicago? Your whole life?
My whole life. I was born there. Yeah.
I lived there
till 18, college. Yeah. And then I went back and then I went off to Texas for a minute and then to Wisconsin and then came back.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, God, what is Texas more racist than Wisconsin?
I wasn't there long enough, but I'm willing to say yes.
I was going to make a point about Wisconsin. I don't remember what the fuck it was, but just, you know, it's horrific. This is horrific.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers mobilized the state's National Guard and dispatched 500 troops to assist local law enforcement. Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., speculated the additional troops signaled that he wouldn't be charged. So even the father knew yesterday. Why are they bringing in the National Guard if they're not sure if there's going to be charges or not? Of course they knew there weren't going to be charges.
Gosh.
Kenosha police were responding to a reported domestic incident on August 23rd when Shesky, who is white, fired 7 rounds at the 29-year-old Blake, who is black.
Yes.
As he opened and leaned inside the driver's door of a parked SUV.
Man, these cops. I mean, how did it escalate so quickly? Did he think he was reaching for a knife and was going to wing it at him? Or did this cop just get pissed off? I don't know.
Video of the incident shows 3 officers yelling about a knife prior to the gunfire, but 22-year-old Rayshawn White, who filmed the video, said he never saw a knife anywhere. They did find a knife in the SUV later, but he didn't have it in his hand.
And he was shot in the back.
7 times.
Fuck these cops. And you know, I really think it would fix our party, this Democratic Party, Joe Biden just needs to come out there and say, listen, if we need to say defund the cops to change shit, then we need to say it. Because what we're describing in this story is horrific and inexcusable. Fuck these cops. Fuck these pigs. They're just killing people and there's no accountability. That's insane. And they protected that little fuckhead Kyle Rittenhouse when he came up, started shooting. And these white supremacists, man.
Kyle, by the way, today pleaded not guilty.
Yeah.
To killing two people. So self-defense, he's going to get off. He's good. They're going to have a bunch of white jurors.
Won't he get pardoned?
Oh, I never even thought of that. That would be amazing if Trump tries to do that. I mean, that would be fucking amazing. But of course, I mean,
think about it like this. Jim Jordan has the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Don't talk about that.
And Devin Nunes. So like that's Rush Limbaugh.
So depressing.
It is depressing.
Well, at least Rush has been in broadcasting and one of the top broadcasters for 30 years. He's a fucking Nazi scumbag. But
what about?
At least he's got accomplishments. Devin Nunes and Jim fucking Jordan. What is that scumbag accomplished?
I really
he's in
don't
Congress.
Know.
Big fucking deal. You said the right racist things to your knuckle dragging racist constituents.
And Nunes, really, I mean, he has very little to be proud of politically, right? Yeah. I mean, he's a scumbag. I mean, these are
and Trump's not even hiding it. It's because they fought for me during the hoax, the Russian collusion hoax. They fought for their president. He's not even pretending giving it to him for any accomplishments or anything.
We're so deep into this Trump shit that like that Russian collusion. I'm not saying it's not important anymore, but it's just in the background somewhere now.
It feels like it was.
And do you remember the hack?
And that was a year ago.
Yeah. Did we resolve
the impeachment was a year ago?
That was
it's
just
not like
a
it
year
was.
Ago.
It's not like it feels like
but
it was
think
a
about
decade.
It was the impeachment, then bam, the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's shameful. I mean, and you know, if the Senate would have done their job, like the fucking House did their job, we wouldn't have had Donald Trump for this fucking pandemic. We would have Pence. I guess. Would that be better?
We've got, there is a story that, Pence.
Yes.
Is very upset and frustrated, just like the president, that he won't be able to do anything tomorrow. And Trump is saying, yes, you will. And Pence knows that there's nothing he can do.
Well, I mean, he says the vote is certified. He says that.
Okay.
And I do all the maggots.
If he was smart, he would not show up and protest. And that maybe that would make Trump happy. But that means Grassley's in charge. And Grassley's not going to do that.
That old fuck?
Yeah. Grassley's not going to do that.
Can we do something about these white old fucks in our government? Is there anything we can do?
TikTok is about it.
Right. Oh, right.
Wait for all these old fucks to die off.
I mean, Grassley, I mean, Jesus. Is he? He's been in government a good while now, hasn't he? Or...
Axios reporter Jonathan Swan revealed on MSNBC that Trump didn't know that Vice President Mike Pence had any role in the Electoral College. It was only from the Lincoln Project's video that they ran on Fox News.
Oh my.
Only in the D.C. market that Trump learned that Pence had some role in the counting of the ballots, but he doesn't.
Well, wait, are they remembering Al Gore presiding over this same thing and all the other vice presidents? Don't they remember that at least?
Yeah, they don't care.
How did Trump not know that?
Swan said the ad was sort of over the top, ominous framing, points out to the audience that of one that Pence actually plays this role and will be sort of putting the ceremonial sound of death to President Trump's presidency. Trump sees this ad, becomes enraged, begins to take this up with Pence privately. In a number of conversations, he asked Mike Pence to send cease and desist letters to the Lincoln Project, which he doesn't do, and starts asking Pence to object when he only certifies the results.
Yeah.
And it says, ironically, This is a raw story. Trump turned to do exactly what the Lincoln Project thought he would do.
Right.
And now there's a rift between not only Trump and Pence, but between Trump supporters and Pence. And he even said last night at his hate rally, we need our great, he's a good guy, our vice president, to do the right thing. If he doesn't do the right thing, I won't like him very much. I'll be a little mad at him.
Does the Lincoln Project, do they pledge to stay around until this fuckhead is gone?
Yeah, oh yeah. He said that about Mike Lee yesterday, too. Mike Lee was at the hate rally in Georgia, the senator.
Yeah.
And Trump said, Mike Lee's here, although I'm a little mad at him right now. Because Mike Lee said he's not going to vote.
Well, fuck, man.
For treason.
The thing is, this...
So I'm a little mad at him.
Right.
Oh, here's Trump.
And I hope Mike Pence comes through for us, I have to tell you. I hope that our great vice president...
With that crowd does not sound like they love Mike Pence.
No, they are in a lather. What would you say?
And you could hear... This is Dalton, Georgia? I don't know where that is.
Yeah,
this is...
the carpet capital of the planet. They make carpet there.
This is that when Trump was like bitching and yelling and saying, you know, we're gonna win and we're gonna overturn the results and all this, they're all foaming at the crotches in the
you got all doc, of the doc. I want the vaccine, but I've got this crotch foaming issue.
All of them were giddy. But then when he was trying for the brief moments that he was talking up Purdue,
yes,
or Loeffler,
yes.
Brr, brr,
oh,
brr. It was crickets. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. They're not excited about Loeffler.
They're excited about Trump.
They're excited about Trump. They love him and they want him to kill his enemies, which are their enemies. Everyone who's brown.
I'm trying to figure out these cultists. Do they see Trump like you might see a rock star that you enjoy?
No, he's a deity to them.
I mean, so it's not like
he like, literally can do no wrong and say no wrong. Yeah. There's you can't even tell them. You could hand Trump a dollar bill and Trump could hold it up and say, this is a $10 bill.
Is it?
And they would say, I agree with the president.
Does that mean they feel the same way about Don Jr.?
That they hate him?
I mean, do they feel
like they're not
Trump
excited. No, no,
the
only
way about Don Jr.
Only just from the closeness to Trump. But they're not into him.
Yeah. God. It's really
it's a cult of personality. I mean, that's disturbing. The only thing kind of saving us right now is that, you know, it's there's nobody to fill that cult of personality void. Tom Cotton doesn't have one.
Oh my God.
And
vile.
Yeah. And this Josh Hawley, it was hilarious. Did you see Brett fucking Bear on,
he's a piece
on
of
Fox,
shit, right? That guy.
Well, he's one of the more newsy ones, but he does occasionally come out and be fascist curious.
That's the best. I'm just going to slip on this Nazi pith helmet.
But he took it to Josh Hawley and he was like, he said, no, I'm trying to figure out what your goal is here. Are you telling people that come January 20th, Donald Trump might still be president? And Josh Hawley says, well, that depends on what happens on Wednesday. And Brett Baer interrupts him and says, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. He's like, no matter what you do, the Constitution says that Biden will be inaugurated on the 20th. And Holly's like, well, blah, 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 blah. Well, I just want my voices heard and there's millions of people and everything. And he said, yeah, but shouldn't you be telling the people the truth that you represent? Shouldn't you be telling them the truth that Trump will not be the president
in
15 days? Oh, well, blah, 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 you know, and blah, blah, blah.
You know what? My theory with that guy is like, it's name recognition. Like, I've never heard of this.
He's ready for 2024. He thinks he's going to be the new face of the GOP. Excuse me.
I mean, it's just so strange because I would like to think most of the people in this country aren't Trumpalos.
They're not,
and don't have the.
That's why we need to get fucking pissed off. And and have some spines, Democrats. Look at what these motherfuckers did in Pennsylvania.
Why?
We need to do that.
Nancy
should have told those fuckers, you're seditious pieces of shit. We're not seating you.
And the fucking person from Ohio, the Democrat from Ohio. We're talking about 20 or 30 vote difference. Not 20,000. 20 or 30 vote difference. Ugh, I forget who it is. But you know, Nancy could have called for a recall, you know. But, you know, I don't want to complain about Nancy without... She did impeach Donald Trump. But Donald Trump was impeached. She did that.
Yeah. I'm not going to complain about Nancy. I mean, right. I would like a little more progressive agenda going.
Hell
but
yeah. But, you know...
There's a lot of people that don't, so...
Yeah. Get that Donald Trump out of the fucking White House. That's all that matters.
So, yeah, here it is. The scumbag Republican Senate majority in Pennsylvania refused to seat a new Democratic state senator who narrowly won re-election because of the whiny little piss baby GOPer who won't concede, which
Jesus.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, it's
there's no law anywhere that says the election is not over until the loser concedes. Nowhere. Trump will never concede. Joe Biden will be president. It doesn't matter. Trump can waddle to his grave saying, I don't concede, and it doesn't mean fuck.
So the gross thing about this is just a lot of the Republicans testing the boundaries.
This is exactly what it is.
And so next time, they'll do this again. They will do this again with every fucking election if they can. Because there are so many, like Marjorie Taylor, what's her name, her last name in Georgia?
Green.
What wouldn't she get behind? I mean, I'm sure she's like protesting the election on behalf of Schittler.
They also had to remove what may be one of the coolest lieutenant governors in the country, John Fetterman, the guy the Democrat in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They removed him because he was objecting. And pissed, and he was presiding.
Right.
They voted to remove him.
Jesus.
So they kicked him out.
God damn. The Republicans kicked him out.
The GOP majority also removed Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who was to preside over the ceremony, and President Pro Temp Jake Corman took over.
Well, this is bullshit.
And instead, and prevented Senator Jim Brewster, the Democrat, from being sworn in.
This is some fucking bullshit, man. What do you do about this?
Republican Nicole Zicarelli has challenged Brewster's win, asking the courts to throw out 311 mail-in ballots from Allegheny County that lacked a handwritten date on the outer ballot envelope.
Jesus.
As required by law, but the state Supreme Court permitted those votes to count. So we're done.
The courts decided.
Right.
That's how it's supposed to be done in our reasonable, fucked up society.
Nearby Westmoreland County, which partially sits within Brewster's district, did not count undated ballots, and Zicarelli complained to U.S. District Court that her due process and equal protection rights were violated. Although Brewster and Democratic officials argued federal courts have no jurisdiction to overturn a state court decision, and the Supreme Court won't touch it.
So how does their thing get resolved?
Well, exactly. I don't know. I mean... And they never said, they didn't give it a date that they will certify her or anything. They're just like, or him, we're not going to see him.
You know, our country is crying out for some adults. I mean, fuck. So stupid. I mean, this is a thing that, I don't know. Does this need to happen? Does it really need to happen?
Jim Brewster asked that all the other Democrats, threatened to walk or something, but he asked that they all be sworn in. He didn't want that. That's what they would love. They would love that.
But they can't be allowed to do this.
So the rest of the new Democratic senators were sworn in and everything, but I don't know where they go from here. I don't know.
I mean, what will happen?
I guess there is still a court case pending, and that could be the only recourse they have. I mean, what's his name? Brewster guy should be suing the fuck out of these scumbags.
Right. I mean, God, the only way, that's how these people win. You know, you got to, You have to vote.
Fetterman was removed because he refused to recognize a motion that would have prevented the duly elected Democratic senator from being sworn in.
Because he knew it was bullshit.
Yes.
Well, he did the right
thing. Republicans are in charge there, and we see what's going on where Republicans are in charge. They've completely given up on democracy.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't given up on it. They hate it.
They're using it.
Yeah.
It's gross. Jeez. Our Justice Department should look into it or something, right? Shouldn't someone be like, isn't there something illegal going on or no?
I don't know.
Fucking with the person. I mean, that person won the fucking election.
Yeah. And the Supreme Court has affirmed it.
Oh, well, when the Supreme Court affirmed the election for George Bush.
Well, right. Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying that that George Bush was the president and nobody sued.
Well, they did, but then he dropped his lawsuit, right? Once the Supreme Court rang in.
I'm sure the Republicans would have done the same fucking thing.
Of course.
This is gross. Of course. You fucking guys.
Trump
are gross.
Will be suing 3 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm filing suit.
He doesn't look like a guy, and no offense, Trump. I mean this in the nicest way possible. He's going to be alive in 3 fucking years. He can't walk down a ramp.
We do have, today's going fast. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have good news, but Stacey Abrams is saying we're going to have to be patient, that it's quite possible that we're not going to have the results tonight.
Yeah.
We do have.
I like what she said about Trump's tape. She's like, you know, this Georgia Secretary of State and the other fucker on there, she goes, those are the architects of this Georgia voter suppression. And right now, they're dealing with a monster that they created on that phone. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of did this shit.
Here you go.
He said, I will not concede. Never will I concede.
You get the sense that
Trump called Glenn Beck. Glenn's back in the fold.
Oh, shit. Wow. Well, congratulations.
He said, I will not concede. Never will I concede.
You get the sense that he believes.
Which doesn't matter, by the way. We don't care. Don't concede. We don't give a fuck. Glenn's outdoorsman, Glenn, today is wearing a camo.
Oh, that's camouflage?
Kind of shirt.
I was going to say it looked boogaloo.
Over like 3 layers. He's doing the Steve Bannon look with multi-layers.
Glenn, are you giving subtle Nazi signals these days, or what are you doing?
Wow, this isn't Pat. Pat's the one who has a real deep voice. Yeah. I forget what this other guy's name is.
Oh, but
somebody's been...
White dude.
Somebody's been not hitting the gym.
Right, right.
On Glenn's show, this other guy. Yeah.
Well, I heard the green room there is just amazing.
Unless he has a condition.
Yeah.
I concede?
You get the sense that he believe, I'm asking you to read into this.
I don't know. So I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah. Does he believe he's going to be president on January 21st?
I think he is such a Norman Vincent Peale guy that, and so disciplined in that, that, yeah, I think he believes that.
The power of positive thinking guy. I know if I keep thinking it, I'm going to make it true.
Norman Vincent Peale should send you a thank you note. Now we have to explain who he is, right? He's a guy that, what is he? He's a positive.
From heaven, I believe he'll have to explain it. But
he's dead. Okay.
I think.
Is he Jesus or is he like into mystical shit? Norman Vincent Peale or is he?
I thought he was kind of like.
Positivity.
Like he, after their board. Fapping to Ayn Rand.
Oh, okay.
The libertarians fap to Norman Vincent Peale.
Oh, wow. Okay. Your second fat banana. Okay. Gross.
He was a minister and author best known for his work in popularizing the concept of positive thinking.
Oh, he's a minister. Do you speak in tongues, Norman? Or did you?
Died in 1993. So
okay.
He's been around for, he's been gone for quite a while.
Right.
Change your thoughts and you change the world.
Obviously, Norman Vincent Peale made a huge impression on on Glenn Beck, right?
Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy.
What kind of powers are we talking about? Like,
the trouble with most of us is that we would rather be ruined by praise than saved by criticism. Oh, God.
That's good. What does he do after he says these things? Does he take a sledgehammer and smash a watermelon?
So here's Glenn Beck.
Yay.
I believe he's more like Norman Vincent Peale.
And so disciplined in that, that, yeah, I think he believes that.
I'm almost there.
Yeah. He's not willing to go. He's not willing to look at the worst case scenario. No, not because that would. I mean, Norman Vincent Peale was the power of positive thinking. And once you put in the seed of doubt, that grows. And, you know.
Ew.
I got all this seed of doubt in the sock. What do I do with it, Glenn?
Seed of doubt that grows. And, you know, then you're not of one mind. And if you're a real student of that, it's absolute. And that's Donald Trump. It's absolute. Peace of
God.
Absolute what? What, he works in one mind?
He's calling Glenn Beck. That means he's desperate.
Yeah, that's sad.
He's desperate. He's calling Glenn Beck.
Glenn, hey, what did you wear for the call? I'm curious.
Slippers?
Nothing.
Just like Norman Vincent Peale would have liked it. Maybe.
You want to hear what Josh Bernstein has to say?
Hell yes.
The completely unhinged, get your guns, we're going to kill Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
Recent messages of lunatic Josh Bernstein.
He's very Christian.
Here he is.
He should be charged under the Espionage Act.
He wants Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia. He wants him charged under the Espionage Act for taping the call with Donnie.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And proudly releasing it.
Oh, yeah. Release it all over the place if you could.
And he was interviewed on, it might have been Fox even, Raffensperger. Ooh. The Fox person was like, well, you know, don't you think, I forget what they said, but they kind of challenged him on it. And he was like, no, I took an oath.
Yeah.
And
couldn't Kemp just say, oh, and by the way, I'm going to pardon him.
Oh, yeah.
It's for go state fuck charges. Yourself. Sure, I mean, hey, we're all playing the same game with politics Trump is doing. Those Republicans, they would do that.
She said something like, don't you think it's it hurts the country releasing that video or that audio? And he said, I don't see how the truth could ever hurt.
Ooh. Damn. Ouch.
Oh, well, thank you.
Right.
We're going to go to commercial now.
I mean, you know, okay, you recorded the president's conversation, but fuck, man. The president is asking the Secretary of State to disenfranchise voters.
Find 11,000.
Find these votes.
Just find me 11,780. That's all I need.
There's nothing wrong if you want to say you recalculated. Jeez.
Well, and what's going on with these other states? He's going to need 2 to 3 more other states.
Oh, yeah.
To do the exact same thing.
See, that's where I don't understand what, like.
So why is he so hyper-focused on Georgia?
Well, maybe he's not. Maybe this is the fourth call of the day he did like
maybe
this.
Maybe because he thinks he has leverage because of these elections today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He thought he knew that he could scuttle Perdue and Loeffler with a tweet or two. And he thought, well, this is a great way. I'm going to use that leverage and that pressure, and I'm going to get these guys. You heard him. You know, that's a nice election you got tomorrow.
He doesn't give a fuck about being president. He just likes the power, right?
Well, he gives a real big fuck about that stack of indictments waiting for him.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Hopefully 12:01 p.m.
You think he's going to be in trouble for things? Or
I hope Letitia James is waiting on the tarmac in Scotland.
I feel like she's...
with a stack of indictments to hand him personally.
Well, I hope she does it through Zoom or something.
He should be charged under the Espionage Act, which would then give him 20 years in prison, okay? Because what he is doing is seditious, and what he is doing is...
By not stealing the election. This is what they're calling, you know, the masters of projection.
And it's like, it's always about the leaks with Donald Trump. Like, how dare you leak this? And no matter what the content is.
Right. We've got film of Trump raping a 13-year-old. How dare you tape a private moment of the president?
Somebody's listening to this show and they're like, yeah, I have that.
What he is doing is seditious. And what he is doing is treasonous. Okay. He is knowingly working Dominion. China knowingly working with a foreign entity that is an enemy of the United States against the American people.
What? So now Raffensperger is an agent of China.
Oh, okay.
He's a Chinese agent, Ryan. Didn't you know that?
Oh, yeah. It says that right here on Breitbart.
United States against the American people.
Wow.
This bastard should be arrested and he should be charged with the Espionage Act, okay? Now, unfortunately, we don't take care of and do the ultimate penalty, I'll leave it at that, you know what I'm talking about, with people under the Espionage Act. We haven't done that for well over 50 years. So that's the...
Bummer, we don't get to kill people! That's the only reason I became a Republican!
Hey... you know, I was just going to say, isn't this guy into Jesus or
purportedly? I mean, of course.
I mean, that well kind of goes against,
although Bernstein, I think he's hanging people. No, he's a Jew. Remember? Cause he goes after,
other anti-Semitic
liberal Jews. He's a little bit anti-Semitic.
Okay.
Well, over 50 years. So that's the unfortunate part, but he could be charged under it and he should be charged under it because
is he a lawyer?
Because what he is doing again is seditious.
Moron.
This sounds like somebody's vying for, like, maybe Trump will fire someone and replace him with Josh Bernstein. Maybe he'll be chief of staff.
Yeah, and this is true. MAGA world. Why won't anyone investigate our claims of voter fraud? Georgia election officials. Here is why all of your claims of voter fraud are bogus. MAGA world. Arrest and execute the Georgian election officials for treason.
That's
for covering up voter fraud. They're like, no. And that's why Ryan.
Yes.
Ryan Germany.
I like that name.
Was saying, well, you know, I'll be happy to meet with you and show you why your numbers are bullshit.
Yeah.
And Trump is and Trump is like, oh, that's great. Well, you're gonna meet and you're gonna see our numbers and we're gonna prove to you why they're and he was like, that's not what I said.
I don't need to see your fucking numbers.
He said, I know your numbers are bullshit. I'm paraphrasing. But he was like, no, I said I will show you why your numbers are wrong.
Yeah.
But they're not, Ryan. They're not.
But it's you know, did he really say he liked Ryan's last name?
Yeah.
He said that. I'm not imagining that or anything.
Yeah.
His last name's Germany, and he said, nice name.
Ryan.
Either German or Germany, yeah.
Jeez. Oh, it's amazing the guy's name is like Ryan Hitler. I love that last name. So good. Jeez. I think Trump
is Germany.
Oh, okay. Germany. I love that.
Even though you've got here. Trump told the Secretary of State's lawyer, Ryan Germany, you have a nice last name.
What a creep.
I'm sure you're a good lawyer. And, you know, I like your last name.
You know why?
But,
God, what? You know it does sound like to this 1 hour call with Trump that he is, you know, at times he seems a little listless and lost. He's just complaining, but he's so chill. You know,
who?
Trump. He's chill enough in the call to say, and I don't mean it as a compliment, to say, oh, that's nice.
Well, he's a coward.
Is he fucked up?
He's a coward to people's faces. He'll get up in front of a crowd and trash somebody.
Yeah,
put that person in front of him, and he'll shut the hell up.
Because
he's a coward.
Right.
He's a bully.
Right.
And so on this because he wants something from these guys, he's not going to be outwardly totally nasty to them.
Because he doesn't sound like this is going to blow your mind, but he doesn't sound like a guy that's coming from, like, if you were wronged and you were wrong for real, you would have the truth on your side and you would argue this differently, right? You would argue it with the facts.
Why don't you want to find this, Ryan? What's wrong with you? I heard your lawyer is very difficult, actually, but I'm sure you're a good lawyer. You have a nice last name. But I'm just curious, why do you keep fighting this thing? It just doesn't make sense.
George fucking Bush wouldn't have said this shit. You know, Junior W would not have said that. I don't know who would say that other than Donald Trump. It's crazy. Ryan, it's a nice last name. He does sound fucked up.
Germany.
I mean, he does sound like he's on some sort of, you know, pill that would calm him down, like a Xanny or something.
I don't know. I think he's...
You think he's Adderall'd up for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I think he's either Adderall'd or not. I don't know if there's if there's downers in his repertoire.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's just way into the uppers.
Right. He would spit out Xanax. He'd be like, ugh. Gross.
Don't give me that. Unless you coat it in Coke.
Yeah, just put it in my ass. Well, don't. It won't go up there.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and this is Patrick Vile. If you could go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy whatever bullshit you need to get through this pandemic, that would be great.
There is a report out.
Yes.
This is the Atlantic.
Fuck you.
It's just titled "It's Over."
Right.
This is today. Peter Nicholas at the Atlantic. The president of the United States is out of options to fulfill his authoritarian dreams. It's over. But in this, somewhere in this. There's reports that he's already planning like what he might be doing afterwards. Like he's not delusional that he really thinks he's going to be president.
Yeah.
On January 21st,
He booked that flight.
He's planning shit. Yeah.
He booked that flight.
Well, we don't know if that's
maybe
what
that flight is misdirection. Now I sound like, you know, I'm on.
Or maybe Ivanka's done with him and she's like, I take plane to Scotland. Fuck you.
Oh, that's God. Did Ivanka break up with Trump
or Melania? I mean.
No, I'm in Ivanka.
Oh, yeah. It says, I don't know of anybody in the building who thinks there will be anything but a Biden. This is a Trump staffer who speaks on condition of anonymity. I don't know of anybody in the building who thinks there will be anything but a Biden inauguration on January 20th.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I think that includes Trump on most days.
Yeah. On most days. But get him on a Wednesday. Oh, shit.
At his Georgia rally last night, he slipped into the past tense when talking about his dealings with North Korea. I got along very well with Kim Jong-un, he said.
Ha 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 ha. Great.
Adam Kinzinger, Illinois Republican, who is standing up to Trump.
Right.
And has been speaking out very loudly about this bullshit trying to steal the election.
Yeah.
He says he knows he lost. He may buy the conspiracy theories he reads on Twitter, but at the end of the day, he knows he lost. He realizes that for the next 10 years of his life, he'll have to answer for this. And he wants to be able to say it was stolen.
Jesus.
It's all about him and his pride right now.
Oh, my God. You lost, you fuck.
One person close to the White House has said that privately, Trump talks about his post-presidential plans as opposed to any kind of second-term agenda.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess a lot of his plans, I mean, he's going to have to get a lawyer and answer some legal shit,
well,
right?
I think he's going to prefer it because he won't have to do fuck all. He won't have to do anything president-y.
Oh, yeah.
Except bitch and moan and throw rallies and say, I'm running in 2024.
But what is he going to do when, you know...
Well, he's going to...
Letitia James comes after him.
The lawyers, they're not going to throw him in jail.
What? Trump has to go to jail.
They may arrest him. That would be spectacular. They're not going to, you know, hold him in jail until, even though he's definitely a flight risk.
Yeah.
Cargo planes.
Yes.
Another friend, Chris Ruddy, the CEO of Newsmax, said that Trump may discover life outside the White House is in some respects a happier existence. I think he's going to like being a former president, Ruddy says.
Oh.
But you still have a lot of influence.
Yes. Does he get Secret Service?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Those poor motherfuckers. I mean,
should he choose to run again, Trump would be the clear front runner for the nomination in 2024. But Ruddy doubts he will try. He really never liked being a captive of the White House. He was a guy who liked moving around, not being so much on a schedule. He likes to do his own thing. He didn't want to be president.
He doesn't want to do anything. The only thing he wants to do is fuck with people. And no, I agreed. Like, this, of course this guy didn't want to be president. But what he does want to do is sit around and be coy about saying whether or not he's going to run in 2024, I bet. He loves that shit.
Another person close to the president said all of his true friends...
Ooh. Gross.
believe that this is a total shit show and he's only hurting himself.
Mike Lindell, the pillow fuck.
They talk about the contrast between Trump's campaign effort and George W. Bush's legal fight in Florida 20 years earlier.
Okay.
Quote, the Bush campaign brought in former Secretary of State James Baker to quarterback the thing. Major law firms with hundreds of lawyers were retained. When similar things didn't happen here within the first couple of weeks. No, he got Rudy. He got Rudy. Yes.
And you know who else was on the fucking team? The big dick toilet motherfucker.
And the major law firms ran away. When that happened, it looked to me like a completely unserious effort. It seemed to be fruitless and that they were just making a show of it. And that's right. Exactly it.
Yeah, having Rudy Giuliani in charge of things, a guy that butt dials reporters, you know. That is a joke.
The show's about to end tomorrow. A joint session of Congress will meet to count the electoral votes, formalizing Biden's victory. A number of Republicans in both the House and Senate plan to object, citing baseless claims of voter fraud and irregularities, though not enough to nullify Biden's victory.
But we shall remember you, fuckfaces.
As ever, Trump has cast what is supposed to be a ceremonial event, a consecration of the popular will, into a test of his party's obeisance to its leader.
Damn. It's what? Obeisance?
Yeah. How much of his dick they're getting in their noses.
How much? How much of the pig dick?
What he's finding are the limitations of the power politics he's practiced over the past few years. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell isn't going along with the charade, nor is the whip John Thune.
Right.
And in reprisal, Trump says he wants Thune to have a primary challenger in 2022 shit. In South Dakota.
Well, it's this guy. He's Republicans. Can you get him under control, or are they going to do anything to stop him?
Some people close to Trump describe the congressional vote as a natural endpoint. They hope it will stop the quixotic effort to convince the world of an unreality that he won the election. That's not going to happen. Not,
why would you think it's going to happen, though?
This person is full of shit. After January 6th, I think you'll see a traditional defeated president. No! Who is this?
Well, yeah, who does he remind? What person? You'd have to go back to the 1800s to find somebody as crazy as this guy.
There's no worse epithet in Trump's view than loser.
Yeah.
And he will never admit to being one. He'll need a face-saving way of describing his fate. So it's his face-saving way will be, I was robbed for the rest of his life. They stole it. You know they did. I know they did. Everyone knows they did.
What happens when he plays a round of golf with somebody and he can't cheat his way?
But he does.
To win it. Does he get mad or does that not happen?
That probably doesn't happen.
You let the Wookiee win. Apologies to Wookiees.
So, there you go.
Well, wait, was that good news or?
Well, I guess that he somewhere inside knows that.
Ooh, gross. That stop.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. Somewhere inside that orange painted skin sack of rape juice, he gets it. Maybe. God, I'm looking at pictures of this rally from Dalton, Georgia. Nobody's wearing masks, man.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah.
Biden even went after him, told him to stop his whining.
Yeah.
And complaining.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
He's been ignoring him pretty well.
Right.
He said, Trump's rollout of the coronavirus vaccine has gotten off to a god-awful start.
Yeah.
Getting America vaccinated will be one of the most difficult operational challenges this nation has faced, but we've known that for months, and this administration has gotten off to a god-awful start. The president spends more time whining and complaining than doing something about the problem. I don't know why he still wants the job. He doesn't want to do the work.
Right, and the only work right now, we're living this fucked up time. It's like the only thing that could matter right now if you're a politician is getting the people in your area vaccinated or keeping them safe from the virus. Whatever you can do to keep people from dying.
Right.
I'm not hearing enough people talk about that. I mean, it's one thing, you know, yeah, we have lots of people in Florida just sleepwalking through this shit. So many of our politicians don't even mention it.
Oh, New York Post exclusive.
Oh shit.
How sad.
Yeah.
Who thought this romance would ever end?
Right.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are getting a divorce.
Oh my gosh.
What a shocker.
What was it, the run for president that probably stressed the relationship? Did Kim Kardashian want to be first lady? Yes or no? Did she want to be?
No.
Would it
obviously
matter?
Not.
No.
Multiple sources are telling Page Six. This is New York Post.
Yes.
Divorce is imminent for the couple.
Oh, shit.
With Kardashian hiring divorce attorney to the stars, Laura Wasser. They're keeping it low key, but they're done, says a source.
Yeah.
They're in settlement talks. Kim hasn't been seen wearing her wedding ring.
Okay.
And Kanye is staying at his $14 million Wyoming ranch over the holidays instead of spending it with the Kardashians.
Right.
Who drew criticism for their extravagant celebrations. They had big holiday parties.
Oh, my God, you fuck.
Fucking assholes.
Fuck these rich people. And by the way, doubly fuck these rich celebrities that marry each other. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. You should spread the wealth. If you're Kanye West, you should have to marry someone in like the bottom tax bracket or something like that.
The source said that while Kim has done much in the past to protect and help Kanye deal with his mental health struggles, the divorce is happening because Kim has grown up a lot, says the source. She is serious about taking the bar exam and becoming a lawyer.
Oh, come on.
She's serious about her prison reform campaign. Well, meanwhile, Kanye is talking about running for president and saying other crazy shit, and she's just had enough of it.
Listen, I don't mean to poo-poo Kim Kardashian's. Yeah, she wants to be a lawyer. That's great. That's awesome. But to me, I'm like, God, I don't know.
Meanwhile, Kanye's side says he became increasingly uncomfortable and irritated by the Kardashians' over-the-top reality star lives.
Yeah. She just doesn't seem like someone.
He's completely over the entire family. He wants nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Saying he found their reality show unbearable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was making money. Kanye said the show was unbearable.
Okay. The Keeping Up the Kardashians or Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Oh, God, or man. Whatever the hell the fucking name of the show
is. What about your weird ass, like, Jesus line of clothes? I mean, that's kind of weird.
He also referred to Mother Kris Jenner, the momager, as Kris Jong Un.
God damn. Oh, shit. What does that mean? I wonder.
That, you know, she's a dictator and runs the whole family like that.
The momager. Everybody has that in the family, you know? Well, not everybody.
So there you go. Sad news.
Right, right.
The storybook romance of Kim Kardashian, Kanye West is over.
Well, I don't mean to speak for you here, crab diving, but I'm looking for a fuck to give. Who do you feel bad for there?
None of them.
Yeah,
none of them.
I feel bad for the person who, like, I mean, I don't know. Kanye just seems like an asshole. He seems like an asshole. You got to sit around and listen to Kanye.
Ted Cruz has announced that he's challenging the votes in Arizona.
Ooh, congratulations, asshole.
Josh Hawley is going to complain about Pennsylvania. Kelly Loeffler, is she going to complain about the votes in her own state?
Hell yeah.
Morons.
She's running to... God, Ted, he said your wife was ugly and your dad shot Kennedy or something like that. You know?
Meanwhile, they're 0 for, I don't know, 61, 62 now again, or 1 Yay. For 61, 62.
Right.
Today, losing yet another lawsuit as a federal judge swatted away the latest attempt to overturn the election in Georgia.
Yes.
In an order denying relief, Judge Mark Cohen, an Obama appointee. Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
God fucking damn it.
Ruled that the president has no standing in the matter and that his case would not survive on the merits, even if he did.
Oh, my gosh. What the shit?
Wow. I think this is the judge that said, I took an oath.
Yeah.
and I'm not going to overturn a legal, fair election.
That's the other thing I don't get. I mean, Trump can have, I don't know what kind of influence he's supposed to, like, Josh Hawley really wants to overturn the whole election.
Yeah.
He wants to be that guy, known for that.
Doesn't care.
But
he won.
Yeah.
He thinks he is telling the dummies.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Snowball, Governor Snowball, or Senator Snowball, Jim Inhofe.
Yes.
The fossil from Oklahoma.
Right.
A proud swinger from the Trumpian ball hairs.
Do you say fossil meaning? Is there any dual meaning there? Because he is pro fossil fuel
okay.
industry. I mean,
sure. Maybe they're milking him for oil.
Drill down a little deeper. You'll find something.
A little to the left.
Whoa.
Senator James Inhofe, a top ally to Trump and one of his top allies in the Senate, has announced that he will not be going along with Trump's scheme to overturn the election.
Oh, my gosh.
In a statement released today. It's already been sealed. There have been enough senators that have already said we're not going to vote for it.
Are you giving James Inhofe props for having a spine?
No.
Okay.
Me neither. He said the United States Constitution prohibits him from tossing out electoral college votes that have already been certified by the states. Challenge a state certification, given how specific the Constitution is, would be a violation of my oath of office. That is not something I'm willing to do and not something Oklahoma would want me to do.
Wow.
Well, TBD.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get some hate from the lunatics.
Right. And I'm shocked. Not to be a dick, but I'm surprised.
He went on to explain to his constituents how much he wanted Trump to win.
Oh, my gosh.
But said that desire cannot override his duty to obey the law. I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution and bear true faith and allegiance to the same. It's an oath I take very seriously. Right. In my 34 years in federal office, I have not and will not violate my oath.
The problem is, it's like, I guess if you're going to be a Trump sucker, you can't have a line where you're like, hey, man, I'm not going to cross the line for Trump, because that's where you get fucked, right?
Now they're rhinos and Trump's tweeting about them.
So what will happen when Ted Cruz abandons this sack of emu spew?
Well, he won't. Tomorrow he's going to get up and proudly proclaim that he's challenging the Arizona results. And then nobody will give a shit and they'll end up voting it down and Biden will be certified. And then Ted will have done what he could. What more can he do?
I don't know.
He and Hawley are have permanent spots nuzzled under Trump's moves.
Yeah, that's right. They're the swallowers. So, are they the head Trump swallowers, or are they?
They want
elite level.
They want to. They're ironing their nipple hairs to make sure that they're going to look good for 2024. And they think that by doing this,
yes,
they will help the. They will get the droolers. No, even regular Republicans that are a little icky about it aren't going to give a shit because it's ultimately not going to work. So they're going to say, well, it didn't work. They used all their legal recourse available. They didn't overturn anything. There's no coup. And then the Trumpists will say, well, he went to bat for them. He tried to, you know. So they're hoping that they can pull some of those Trump idiots with them into 2024.
Yeah. Great. So that means all this bullshit is still
going
to be around
Trump
in four fucking years.
And they know Trump will pretend he's going to run, but he won't run.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be president.
Fuck
again.
No.
There's no way. And plus he'll be, you know, maybe in jail by that time.
Does Melania want to be FLOTUS again?
Hopefully he'll be broke with all the asset forfeitures.
Oh, the RICO shit, right?
Isn't Deutsche Bank? Didn't they say they're calling in his loans or something once he's done?
Yeah. And that's like $450 million.
Yeah.
Well, all he's got to do is refi that, right? Can't he just refi that?
Sure, yeah.
Let me put that on my Discover card. Maybe Melania will loan you the money.
I hope the Democrats, and even more importantly, the weak and ineffective rhino section of the Republican Party.
Jeez, weak and
ineffective. That's what he said. Are looking at all the people flooding into D.C.
Ooh, yes. Gross.
They won't stand for a landslide election to be stolen.
Well, I mean, you know, they are the Proud Boys and the guys, you know.
Yeah, who he's going to tell, pull out your guns after tomorrow.
And what? Wait, was that resolved? Because they were going to march to D.C., but they don't have you can't open carry in D.C., right?
Right, or concealed carry.
Yeah. So how is that going to get resolved?
I mean, they're going to be arrested, the ones that are caught.
Well, they can't open carry if you can't. They'll just do it in protest.
They might, yeah.
Like, what fucking little fucking babies these people are? I mean, they're impossible. Go iron your nipple hairs, you know?
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Oh, look at the time flying, Chip.
Yes.
I'm trying to find this other story here, huh?
Bedazzle. The nipple hair ironing. Lindsay in the sauna. It's like, you know, you really should straighten that shit out.
Did you see Lindsay's not hopping on the Trump train?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Lindsay fucking Graham is even not hopping on this train.
Right. So is Lindsay now one of the heroes of this? No. Of this monomyth of Donald Trump, and he's standing up to Trump finally, right? After all those times at the golf course where he just sucked his dick figuratively.
Sunday morning, Lindsey Graham broke ranks with multiple colleagues in the Senate who are proposing to hold up the certification. Right. In a series of tweets, Lindsey wrote, proposing a commission at this late date, which has zero chance of becoming reality, is not effectively fighting for President Trump. It appears to be more of a political dodge than an effective remedy. This is Ted Cruz saying, we just want 10 days. We want a special commission to look into the election for 10 days. We're gonna postpone it. You can't.
But Lindsey's saying that is actually not helping Donald Trump because it won't be effective. I want to help Donald Trump, so let's figure something else out. He's trying to navigate these Trumpalos, right?
My colleagues will have the opportunity to make this case. I will listen closely, but they have a high bar to clear.
And he just got elected, so, you know.
And one of the top responses, you just lost your next election. You better back the president. South Carolina deserves better.
How do you like that shit, Lindsey?
This one says, you're showing once again you really still just a swamp creature.
But you guys fucking elected him, and you could have had Jamie Harrison. Why did they elect him?
Oh, this guy says, played the MAGA game for his personal use, then sold the stock once he was called to arms.
About Lindsey.
Yeah.
Yes, dickhead. He played the MAGA game, and you idiot Trumpalos voted for him, and now he's throwing your president under the bus, you dumb fucks. He won. He got it. He has a
job. I'm embarrassed to say I sent you campaign contributions. Lesson learned from me.
You stupid.
Oh, here's another one. You better stand with Cruz and the others objecting to the votes. Do it, Lindsay. If not, your political career is over.
No, he just got elected. But he just got elected. And how old is Lindsey Graham? 80,000? No,
58, 60, is he something really? Like that. Okay. He's not that old.
Jeez.
Oh, this is, who is this asshole?
Right.
Oh, he doesn't have many followers at all. Your voicemail box is full and you get an error message when sending you an email. I live in South Carolina and can't give you my opinion. It's clear you don't want to listen. You've been reelected, so it's time to do your deep state. Keep getting wealthy thing in D.C. again. This is great. Watching these assholes just attack each other.
I mean, God, who gives Lindsey Graham money, man? I mean, somebody's going to send that fuckhead money. He's just so craven, and I don't get the appeal. There's a lot of Lindsays out there, and this is my least favorite.
And then the proud father of Jacob Wall,
ooh,
David Wall, that right. Scumbag attorney who's on Fox all the time.
Yeah.
He tweeted, Lindsay, quote, do anything to get on Sean Hannity's show, Gramnesty. Gramnesty is his last name now.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, shows his true colors. Biggest fraud in the Senate.
Is he named Gramnesty because Lindsey Graham wants to give amnesty to immigrants?
No, because he wants to give amnesty to the stealing of the election.
What? That's so stupid.
To Joe Biden for stealing the election.
There is no amnesty he can give Joe Biden. Where does that even come from? Just because it rhymes with his, it doesn't even rhyme with his fucking name, yeah, man.
Don't ask me.
He's dumb fucks.
Let's see. We've got here you go. Let's pin spot here.
Vice President Mike Pence, we got a big show for you today. Got a lot of ground to cover. I have a special surprise. Special, okay? It took 8 fucking months. I threw down a challenge 8 months ago. Nobody replied to that challenge. No one. Nobody. Until today, we got someone that was like, I got you, Dilly. I got you. Dilly 300 in the fucking house. I'm going to show you how it's done.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
And also, before we get into anything else, I have to do something. Because yesterday's show ran a little long. It got a little contentious.
Oh.
And I've got to say something. And this is to everybody who is not Dilly 300.
Oh, God. It's like from the movie 300. I guess it's okay. The Dilly Warriors.
Oh, boy. Why are all
like
these...
he's stripping off his shirt and oiling up and getting ready to.
I see the 300, excuse me, the 300 gladiators, whatever the fuck they are, referenced with guys like Dilly a
That's
lot.
That's who they think they are, yeah.
They think they're those guys?
Oh, yeah.
Have they
yeah.
seen the movie?
Well, yeah. Obviously.
They're not those guys. Well, they can't do they what are. Those guys can do.
They think they are.
They'll fuck you up.
They're 300 protecting democracy from millions of evil socialists, Ryan, and blacks.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yesterday got a little heavy in the chat. You saturated my YouTube comments.
Ooh.
Right? Dilly, you're a fucking asshole. You're wrong on this one. You emailed me. And to everybody that's not a Dilly 300 or don't know what it is, I have to tell you this. If you were offended or triggered or upset or angry over what I said yesterday during the show,
what'd you say?
By simply asking questions and breaking down my thought processes regarding Lynn Wood and Isaac Cappy, I'm sorry.
Oh, so he must think Lynn Wood is even too crazy.
Okay.
But he's just asking questions.
Jesus.
I'm just asking questions.
It's so hard to keep like who, you know, who's nuts and who's not nuts. Lynn Wood is nuts.
Is batshit and really losing it.
Right.
I mean,
right.
like over the top Q shit. I'm going to skip. We only got a couple minutes left here. I'm going to skip ahead for another random Dilly during life the same show.
He's a life coach.
if I can get this.
I mean, this guy is
awful to open. Yeah,
he's a life coach, man. It's like,
sure.
So he can't sound so crazy, I guess.
It's great to be back in this incredible state, the home of hardworking patriots who believe in God,
skipping.
Family.
Oh, he's playing a lot of Trump's rally.
I mean, if you like what I'm going to say, you messed it up. Where's my wife? Where's Joe Biden?
Is that his Joe Biden?
That's his dementia Joe.
Oh, okay. That's good.
These fucking rallies with people in cars, just staffers sitting in their stupid rental cars.
Oh, I see.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the dumbest fucking world ever right now. We live in a world where the old guy who has fucking clearly started to break down mentally, his old shithead, pissing himself, probably wears Depends, can't get a fucking crowd. No crowd. Just tell.
It's not that he can't get a crowd. They told them not to do a crowd, and they're going to do that for the inauguration. So Dilly is probably going to be like, "Look at how sad this inauguration is." But they're saying, "Stay away."
Is it
because of the COVID?
Right? Is it possible Joe Biden might wear Depends? Who fucking knows? We know Trump does, though. Okay, so
skipping. Sometimes these videos are just,
I mean,
shitty.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have Florida internet.
Till that lady was like, that shit-eating grin, she knew she was about to deliver the fucking knockout blow to that cuck. What'd you ask me? He's like, I asked you where your mask was. Yeah, that's up your mother's ass.
Oh, so he's playing anti-maskers, yelling at other people, but he thinks the anti-maskers are the heroes are owning... Well, the dumb cuck libs who are out there wearing masks.
I see, when I go out and I see people inside without a mask, I think, oh, that person wants to get me sick. That's why I hate
them. It's my freedom. I have an exemption. I have an exemption.
Then stay home.
I have a medical condition. Being a cunt is not a medical condition.
Yeah,
it's a mental condition.
But you're mastering it.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on your favorite podcasting application and crabdiving.com.
Oui.
Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet, RatedRComedy.com, or on the social medias, at RatedRComedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, and at Vile Experience.
Now you're virtual.
Oh, yeah. Hey, go to AltSpace on VR. I'm at a Florida Man. A Florida man.
Yeah. On VR and alt space.
Yeah, yeah. I'm purple.
You guys can go hang out with...
No, I'm blue.
Put on your Oculus and you go hang out with Ryan.
Right.
Thanks.
PatrickVile.com. Did I say that? Or at Vile Experience.
I can't say my shit out of order.
Thanks
for joining us, everybody. We're going to do this again tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be announcing that the Democrats have taken the Senate back.
Well, yeah.
But we shall see what happens 22
I've
hours.
I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
You bitch ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.